Hey everybody, welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, the show.
It's the only show.
The only show on the internet. With us this week is Ollie again.
Yes.
Hi.
Hey Ollie, how
nice to have you back so soon.
Yeah.
Ollie is cranky.
Yeah.
I'm not cranky.
Ollie is super cranky.
Ollie, a little cranky.
Earlier tonight she was like, I want to be on the show, I'm feeling awesome.
What?
And then she got more.
You guys took too long.
I know. Well, see, the thing is, before every podcast, we sit down, we have a whiteboard, we talk about, you know, what are we going to talk about this
gay,
week?
Gay, 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 gay.
Exactly. See, she's very impatient. And she knows we do this. But she got kind of mad that we were taking too long because we were actually talking about what we were going to talk about. The problem is, you didn't bring anything to the table.
Yeah.
So if we didn't do this, we wouldn't have known what to talk about.
Yeah.
You never know what the fuck you're talking about. So.
Basically, the whole time when I was coming up with anything, you were beating me. That was your input.
And
Aldi, any ideas?
Torturing him with cold beer cans.
Yeah. That's not good input, Aldi.
So what do you want to talk about then, Aldi?
Cool stuff.
Okay.
Cool stuff. All right.
What is your favorite thing that's cool?
People falling down the stairs. People being beaten up.
Okay.
And so on.
Okay. I figured.
Yeah, violence then. So yeah. We've talked about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You made me draw a blank. I have this. We haven't played a video in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a video I want to play.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Unfortunately, because of the nature of it, I'll have to kind of describe what's going on.
Yeah.
But you guys will be able to see it, hopefully. Okay, that part's a little hard to hear. It starts out kind of quiet. What it is a couple of people on a bus. There's a black guy and an old white guy with a big Santa Claus beard.
Yeah.
And they're sitting on the bus, sitting across from each other, talking. And we missed the beginning of the conversation. So I don't know how it started.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's not in the video.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to tell what's going on. The white guy says something about, how much are you going to charge me to spit shine my shoes? And
to the black guy.
And the black guy says, why is a black man got to shine your shoes? And he said, and the white guy goes, you offered. So I think there was some kind of miscommunication here.
Yeah.
I don't know if maybe the black guy made some joke about shining his shoes or if he said something that sounded like shining his shoes or what. But so that's how it starts.
It's getting to a racist feud.
It could be a Chinaman.
Wow.
It don't matter, Ollie. It could be a Chinaman.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's starting to get heated. And so far, the black guy's pissed off, and the white guy's trying to say, like, hey, look, I, it's still kind of weird to me. Like, why would anybody offer to spit shine your shoes on the bus? But he's basically saying, like, you know, I thought you offered. You don't have to spit shine my shoes. I thought you offered.
If I were that black guy, I would have punched the white guy in the fucking pace.
Okay, that. If I were the.
Wow.
In the fucking
Hold
pace.
On.
If I were the bad guy, I'd have punched the fate. So,
hold on.
So you would have punched the white guy in the face?
Yes.
By now already? All right.
That's interesting. Why would you have done that?
Why would I say that to a black guy that just happens to be on a bus?
Well, apparently he thought the guy offered to shine his shoes. And when the guy said, I'm not going to shine your shoes, why would a black guy spit shine your shoes? The white guy said, you don't have to. I just thought, you know, I thought you offered.
Yeah.
How is that so offensive?
Yeah, it's it's definitely definitely not racist now. I don't know where it's going.
I get how, like, originally, if the guy misheard him or the guy didn't say anything about spit shining his shoes, and then the white guy's like, how much to spit shine my shoes? I can see, you know, how that's like, what the fuck? Why would I spit shine your shoes? But then afterwards, he's like, no, you don't have to. I thought you offered.
Yeah.
So it's obviously just a misunderstanding. Or maybe the white guy's being a dick. But either way, like, he's coming across as though it's just a misunderstanding. Yeah. Why would you punch him in the face?
Something's going down, so.
You're...
I'm kind of curious.
Aldi has violence issues.
No, I don't.
I ain't prejudiced. What, you think I'm prejudiced?
Take your ass back up. Take it. Fuck out of my face right now.
Why you being so hostile, man?
Okay, so the black guy told him to get up to the front of the bus because, he's pissed off.
Yeah.
So the guy gets up and he's going to the front of the bus. They're still both talking shit, but he's going to the front of the bus. He's leaving him alone.
And he said, yeah, I'm 67 years old.
Yeah.
He's an old guy. Yeah.
Apparently the black guy's 50. That's what he said. He said, I'm 50.
He doesn't look it.
He doesn't look it to me either, but apparently he is.
All right.
Interesting.
You get what put up here?
Say it again, Pinky. So now they're arguing. The black guy's still in the back of the bus. The white guy's in the front of the bus, and they're both just talking shit.
Yeah, and whoever's videotaping this is definitely on the black guy's side. I don't know if they're related or what.
Say it again, Pinky.
Yeah,
beat that white man.
Beat his ass.
You still want to punch the white guy in the face, Aldi?
Yes.
Okay. Now the black guy's headed back up. He's headed up to the front of the bus. Because the white guy said something that pushed him over the edge.
Yep.
Something like, I'd slap punks like you around or something like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh. And now the black guy's going back to the back of the bus.
Probably to punch a fucking white guy.
The white guy's in the front of the bus.
The white guy's in the front, Aldi.
Oh.
Yeah.
He went up there, talked some more shit, now he's walking back to the back of the bus. It's a whole big thing.
Yeah.
Okay, there it was. What he said was something like, when I meet a thug like you or something like that, I'd slap the shit out of him. And so now the black guy turned around. He's like, what, what?
And he's got to react, yeah.
He's going back. He doesn't really have to, but he thinks he does. So now he's going back up to the front of the bus.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay, now what Aldi was just saying, oh yeah, oh fuck yeah, to, which is interesting, is that the white guy just beat the living shit out of the black guy. The guy went up to the front of the bus and like kind of punched the white guy, or maybe just shoved him. It's kind of hard to tell.
Yeah.
And then the white guy gets up and just beats the shit out of him. He just keeps punching him in the face until he falls over.
Yeah.
And Aldi
said,
I am
Pearl Collar.
But you just said, oh yeah, fuck yeah, when the guy, you wanted to punch the white guy, now the white guy beat the living shit out of the black guy.
Hey, there's a fight going on, so yeah.
So you just wanted to see a fight.
Yeah.
Any excuse for violence.
Yeah.
So, okay.
It could have been the other way around, she wouldn't give a shit.
Yeah, so wait, if you were the white guy from the beginning, would you have punched the black guy then? Because you don't really care, you just want to punch somebody? Yeah.
Do you know what's going on, Aldi?
Yes.
In the video? Basically, they're having some strange discussion about shoe shining. They have an altercation. The white guy, the old white guy, goes up to the front of the bus. The black guy follows him because he said some shit. And the black guy goes up and, I guess, shoves the white guy, the old white guy. And the white guy gets up and beats the fucking shit out of him. So they're still in favor of who?
Blacks.
In this particular scenario, I am more on the white guy's side, but only for one reason, because they both kind of sound like retards.
Oh, yeah.
Racist.
Because who's going to offer to spit shine your shoes on the bus?
Yeah. Like, it's a dumb conversation.
So that's retarded. And then, but the reason I'm on the white guy's side is because he went up to the front of the bus. Like, he's still talking shit, sure, but that's because they both are.
Yeah.
And he went up to the front of the bus to avoid the fucking guy, and he comes back up anyway, and he either shoved him or hit him. Either way, he's getting physical with him, so he gets up and beats his ass.
Yeah, he's in the right, for sure. Because talk is cheap, you know, like, talk is cheap. What am I saying? Basically, they're having an altercation verbally. who's this guy to get up and start in some physical shit? So yeah, I'm all in favor of the whole man.
He's the one, the black guy's the one that escalated to physical violence. So that's
racist.
The only reason. Why? How is that racist? Explain it to me.
I'm just fucking.
You're just fucking?
You're just fucking.
I'm just fucking. Okay. All right. There's a little bit more to this, but it's...
Go ahead and fuck with me! Jesus Christ! Oh, my God! Go ahead and fuck with me! He hit me! He hit me! He fucking hit me!
So the white guy's getting off the bus. Black guy's bleeding everywhere. The black guy's still talking shit, even though he just got his ass kicked.
He's bleeding like crazy. He's still. The white guy got off the bus. The old man, the black guy follows him and still says, like, I'll fuck you up, and he's pouring blood from his nose.
There's a pretty good line coming up here in a minute.
Hey, we can press charges, bud. I got it on videotape.
He's leaking. Just talking about him bleeding everywhere.
Wait, no.
Are you alright?
Did
you break
the
key?
No.
Bring M&M's.
For a second, I thought he said, bring the M&M's. Bring those M&M's.
I do not know why, but for some reason, black people are incapable of saying ambulance.
That's true.
I don't know
why. Bring the M&M's.
Ambulance. Yeah.
Okay. So that's pretty much that.
Holy shit, man.
What's kind of interesting is that after I watched that, I found another video that's related. It's an interview with the white guy.
Oh, shit. Like afterwards?
Yeah, somebody found him later and interviewed him.
Oh, fuck that dude.
He's fucking nuts. He's out of his fucking mind.
I was kind of in favor of that guy.
His name is Tommy Slick.
Oh, go figure.
Your name, please?
Tommy Slick from Chicago, Illinois.
Tommy. So, you know, a lot of people are viewing you on YouTube with that incident in AC Transit. What do you think about all of this?
Oh, it's a little overwhelming. I don't deserve all that attention. I'm just doing what's right. Huh? He was a murderer. I got a murderer off the streets. I feel good about that. He was wanted for murder. He did 18 years in the penitentiary. He's on parole. He's a profiler. He's going to go back for 10 years for armed robbery and assault and battery and possession of a knife while on parole.
So what
and theft. They stole my money and they stole my bag.
Now what?
I have no idea if any of that's true, except that I think they probably
did.
They probably did steal his bag, but I think that's because he left it on the bus. Like they didn't take it from him, I don't think. I think he just left it on the bus when he got up, you know, after this fight.
This guy's very disappointing. I was totally in favor of him because he was in the right, man. The guy went up to the front of the bus and shoved him, so he beat his ass.
He still pretty much is in the right in the way it, like, turned out.
Yeah.
But he's a little nutty.
But he's out of his mind. He's pulling shit out of his ass.
Well, this part might be true. I mean, if he was eventually had to deal with the police or whatever, he could have found out that, this guy got arrested because he was violating parole or whatever. That stuff.
That's true. Yeah.
Could all be true. It gets nuttier, though.
What started the whole...
It was my Stacey Adams shoes. I said, I was talking to Bob, my white friend. Uh-huh. I'm going to my mother's funeral on Wednesday. I ain't got no money, and I'm borrowing money from Bob. And I said, Bob, can I get some shoes, some Stacey Adams? I want to wear them at my mama's funeral. I said, my boy is going to shine them for me. And then all of a sudden he come by. He said, why it got to be a white? Your boy got to shine them.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
See,
okay.
He's already changing his story. Because that's not what happened. Like, he may have said, like, my boy's going to spit shine my shoes, but then he asked that other guy, how much to spit shine my shoes? That's on video. Like, that happened.
Yeah.
So he's either misremembering or changing his story. I don't know which.
Yeah.
But it still gets nuttier.
He said, you a racist? I said, no, I ain't no racist. I said, a boy could be anybody, man. It could be a man. It could be a girl. It could be anybody. And then I says, my brother. And he said, your brother? Why it got to be a brother, Shady? I said, listen, man, you a racist. I said, because white, green, yellow, and black is a brother to me.
Right.
I ain't no talking about no black, man. Right. For all you know, it's a Chinaman going to shine my shoes.
Right.
So he said, shut the fuck up, you're getting me mad. I says, I don't give a fuck.
And that's when we pick it up on the video.
Right.
You guys start fighting.
No, well, not yet. Really? No,
I know no. Back to
he
you,
said, you better go back up in the front because you're starting to piss me off. And I said, better be pissed off than pissed on. You know? So I went to the front of the bus because I was getting real mad. And then I was getting scared when he showed me that knife. And then
I never saw a knife.
I didn't either.
I don't think there was a knife.
Oh, no.
If there was a knife, it was very small, and it was shown at a time when we couldn't see it on video because I didn't see a knife.
It was in the other hand. Yeah.
What a little bitch.
I didn't see it.
What a little bitch.
Who's a little bitch? Aldi.
The little white guy.
The little white guy is a gigantic old man.
The little white guy.
The little white guy? He's like a fucking big-ass muscle man Santa Claus.
Oh, whatever. He's old.
Could you take him?
Old news.
Yeah, he's old, but he's huge. He's not little.
I'd take him.
You could take him out?
You could not take him.
I could probably beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
You crawl around him like a spider monkey?
Oh, yeah. Spider monkey.
Okay. All right, well, there's still more. It still gets nuttier.
And I heard the old girl say, get that nigga. And then she said, hit that old white man, hit him. And next thing you know, he suckered me in the jawbone, hit me three.
Okay, I don't think that's true either, because I saw it. And like I said, I couldn't tell if it was a punch or a push, but I'm pretty
it
sure he
like
got him
shove,
in the,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure he got him in the shoulder regardless.
Yeah, he just kind of shoved him. Like.
So
he's a
motherfucking faggot.
So I still don't know if he's lying or if he's just nutty and he's misremembering it.
He
but either way,
nutty,
he's wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy shoved him. I saw it. Like, he just kind of pushed his shoulder. He didn't fucking hit him in the jaw.
Three times in the face, and then I
went. Oh, yeah, and he said he hit him
three times in the face.
Three times in the face. He shoved
That's
him
bullshit.
Once. Once. He might have punched him in the shoulder,
yeah.
But it was still once.
Yeah.
I says, you're going to get a Vietnam now, mother. And I whipped his butt so fast and so quick, so pretty. I hit him with the...
So pretty.
So pretty.
I did the Ollie shuffle, and then I footballed him in the head. And then
footballed him in the head? That didn't happen?
Footballed him, yeah.
None of this happened.
Kicked him? Yeah, I didn't see that.
Oh, my God, it's delusional.
It just hit him really hard.
And he was knocked out for 22 and a half minutes.
He was not knocked out for 22 and a half minutes. He was still conscious when he left the bus.
Yeah.
See, he's making things up.
Wow.
Unless this has happened more than once with him, and this is a different story of him beating up a black guy on a bus.
Yeah.
Police, did they...
They took me. They hit. I put my weapon down. I had my shank on me in my pocket. My shank, I carry my... I'm 67. I'm a senior, so I'm entitled to carry a weapon. They tried...
Okay, I don't know...
I don't get that.
First of all, I don't know if... I don't know how being 67 entitles you to carry a weapon. Secondly... I don't remember seeing a shank, but even, like, what's he, what the fuck is he talking about? I was carrying a shank because I'm 67 and I'm entitled to carry a weapon, so I put my shank down.
Yeah.
It robbed me three times already in Oakland, so I had to shoot one of them with my pistol one night, and he ran like a sissy, but I never got caught for that.
Wait.
What?
So he carries a shank because he's been robbed three times already in Oakland, and he had to shoot one of them. And they ran away like a sissy, but he never got caught for that.
This is stupid fuck.
Okay.
So he may be a murderer.
Yeah.
Or, you know, he might be just someone who has shot someone. But and it might have been in self-defense, but he never reported it and never got caught for it. So,
wow.
Whatevs.
And then I had to fight a guy stabbing me one night.
There's a lot of people writing comments saying you're a hero. How do you feel about all that?
I ain't no hero, man. I'm a Vietnam veteran. My mama died. My mama died.
I'm so sorry.
My mama died.
I'm sorry.
2 days later, my mama died.
Okay, now he's... I'm no hero. I'm a Vietnam veteran. My mama died. And now he's doing this crying that sounds like fake crying to me.
Yeah.
But
he's fucking nuts, man.
Yeah, he's nuts.
This is definitely the nutty part, yeah.
He's a loser.
For sure.
I'm so sorry to hear about that. Well, you know, you had a lot of people, though, feel like, because, I mean, a lot of people are like, tired of this young generation being so and being disrespectful. So when they saw this video on YouTube, they were like, yeah, vindication, you know.
Old man beat up a young boy,
right.
Stabbing him with a knife, a convict.
Right. Stabbing him with a knife. I still don't think that part happened.
He didn't stab him, yeah. He just beat him in the face. Fucking nut job.
Wow.
keep them convict murderers in jail, why is he on the sidewalk with a killing behind him? He shouldn't be on the sidewalk killing. If he killed one time, he should be locked up for 150 years.
Do you know if the police officers arrested him as well?
They did. He's going to the penitentiary for 10-year violation maximum. Minimum 10 years, and he's going to get another 20.
10-year maximum, minimum of 10 years. So I guess it's just 10 years flat.
Yeah.
Not so.
For robbing me, he's going to get his 3 strikes. He's going to get 25 years to life as his 3rd strike. He got 3 counts.
Did you get your stuff back from, because they took your...
Yes, the sheriff deputy returned it about 3 hours later. But they took my... I still ain't got my identification card. They stole that.
So people, when you walk down the street, do people recognize who you are?
Yeah, about 100 people took my picture yesterday, and all the sheriff's deputy gave me rides and bought me coffee.
Well, how you feel about all that?
I was happy to ride in the front seat of a squad car instead of the back.
He's so full of shit.
Yeah, I can't tell if he's making shit up or what. Yeah, I was riding around with the sheriff's deputies and the police, and they were buying me coffee. Hundreds of people wanted to take my picture.
He's so full of shit, man.
I know.
It's like a typical bum just on the street, just making shit up, just to, I don't know, make himself look like a hero or some shit.
Even when I saw the original video and I hadn't seen this interview yet, I didn't think the guy was a hero. I mean,
yeah,
it was kind of a stupid altercation.
Yeah.
And I think he was more in the right, but either way, they were both kind of retards.
Yeah,
but then when
yeah.
I saw this, I'm like, this guy's fucking out of his mind. He just happened to be in the right that time, but God knows what else he's done.
He's probably killed a bunch of people.
Probably.
Who knows?
God. Well, according to him, if he'd killed people, he should have been locked away for 150 years. So
yeah.
I did 14 years in prison when I was a youngster. When I got out of Vietnam, I was crazy, and I was selling drugs and pimping and stuff.
When you got out of Vietnam, you were crazy? So you used to be worse? Because you're still crazy, crazy. And he was a pimp.
Yeah, he was a pimp.
What do you think of that?
I don't even think he knows what
gross.
That means, man.
I'm sure he knows what that means, being a pimp.
Being a pimp. I was pimping, you know, some hoes.
I'm sure that's exactly what he means.
I'm sure he was like a crazy fucking pimp.
Probably.
If that.
Well, are there a lot of like really sane pimps, like level-headed
that's
pimps?
That's true.
Well, if you're making money off it, hey.
Well, I'm sure he was making money off
this guy's textbook crazy, because he's some old man wearing, like, I'm a Vietnam vet, and he's wearing the camo jacket.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That reminds me of you.
Don't fuck with old senior citizens. They'll surprise you once in a while. You might beat them once in a while, but they're going to get you every once in a while. You're going to come up and hurt you.
Okay, thank you. Did you want to add anything else?
Yeah, God bless America and stop the war, Mr. Obama. And I'm happy Bush is out of office.
All right. Wow, that guy is fucked up.
And now he very nervously walks away. Picking his stuff up, waving, picking his stuff up again, showing his stuff, like, I'm just taking my stuff. Yeah, it's weirdo.
This guy reminds me, this guy should be on, like, wrestling entertainment television.
He probably would make a good wrestler.
Do you hear his voice? Yeah.
And then Mr. Obama.
Yeah.
You'd probably do it better than me, Kyle.
I'm going to fight you, Mr. Obama, in the squared circle if you don't end the war. War!
He is old.
Okay.
What would his wrestling name be?
Mr. Grouchy Pants.
Yes. And now, coming into the ring, 3-time heavyweight
Grouchy
champion,
Pants.
Mr. Grouchy Pants.
Fireworks going off.
Are you ready for crazy?
Yeah. That's great. Goddamn.
Mr. Grouchy Pants. Oh, what would my wrestling name be, Aldi?
Mr. Faggity Fag.
Okay. Mr. Faggity Fag versus Mr. Grouchy Pants.
Yeah.
I'd watch that.
We already know Orion's wrestling name is the Red Menace.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You didn't hear that episode, did you?
No.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, Gabe.
It was the one I was not on.
Yeah, that was before your time when he was wrestling.
Yeah.
He doesn't wrestle.
Does he ever
Orion does not wrestle.
Not anymore.
You don't know.
He had to retire.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Because of the Irish butt slam.
Yeah.
Has he ever done that move on you?
No.
Never?
Wow. Consider yourself lucky.
Pretty sure I did. You must have been drunk.
Well, maybe you didn't tell her what it was called.
No, yeah. That's
well, maybe it was, like, unconscious.
That's a possibility.
No.
That is a possibility.
Oh, yeah, she's out.
Prepare.
All these hands.
All these rubbing her hands together, deviously.
Prepare for the butt slam.
You are naughty.
I'm not naughty. All right. Anyways.
No.
Okay. Like I said earlier, we have a whiteboard that we write ideas down on. Orion said he's not naughty. But one of the things Orion wrote at the top of the whiteboard was, Aldi likes
vaginas.
Aldi likes vaginas.
Let me explain. Aldi's birthday was February 8th, and it was on a Monday. And we had a party at the bar.
Yeah.
And throughout that night, towards the end, like, Aldi was getting wasted, and she was making out with a lot of chicks.
That is true.
Well, we had a conversation later, and I'm like, Aldi, would you actually have sex with a woman? And she's like, yes, I would. I love the vagina.
Set it up.
What? I never said that.
Yeah, you did.
I love the vagina?
Well, something like
that. I never said that.
That might be in my head, but it was similar.
Wow.
No. Okay.
So are you denying it then? You would not?
No.
That's not what I'm saying, but I never said those words.
So you would then?
So if we had a hot friend come over of yours and you guys got a little tipsy, would it happen?
Yes.
Yeah? What if you were sober and I wasn't home and it was just you and her? Nobody was here and she was like, Aldi, I want you. Would it happen?
Probably.
Would it start with a little pillow fight?
Yeah.
Maybe. See, I can't take her seriously.
Maybe some tickling.
Because she's drunk now. So.
I'm not drunk.
Yes, you are.
A little pillow fight, a little tickling, maybe some wine.
Who likes wine?
Drunk lesbians.
Nobody likes wine, Kyle.
Okay, what would you drink right before a lesbian encounter after a pillow fight?
Beer.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
Who wants some high life? Yeah. Let's go. Let's go throw some logs around and fuck like lesbians.
We don't throw logs.
Let's go chop down a tree and build a lesbian house out of
it. That's what girls that drink High Life would do.
Woo!
It's High Life, Ollie. It's the redneck beer.
Well, in that case, I'm a fucking yes.
Well, in that case, you're drunk.
In that case, I'm not drunk.
You're definitely drunk.
Whatever. But anyway, what's the question?
Are you bisexual?
You don't need to know that.
That's a yes.
You don't need to.
That's a yes.
Bi curious.
So I have a bisexual foreign girlfriend.
I'm not a girlfriend, dumbass.
All right.
Fuckard, asshole.
see, Kyle?
I'm not your girlfriend, Orion. I don't even like you.
Aldi.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
Okay, you're my fiance. I'm sorry. I didn't say the magic word.
No,
I didn't
fuck
say the
that.
Magic word. I'm
Make
sorry.
Make it a girlfriend now.
No, yeah. Because I'm downgrading. You're not my girlfriend. You're my fiance.
You'll never marry me,
fight,
so it's okay.
Fight.
All right.
Oh.
I'm not sure what that was.
What was that?
I exploded.
Oh.
You didn't hear that?
I did. I did hear it, but I wasn't sure what I was hearing.
Oh, my God.
I guess I don't know what all the exploding sounds like.
Not like that normally, but tonight, it's me.
What does it usually sound like?
Oh, you don't want to know.
Oh, man. Is it pretty good or is it scary? Or...
Like, get out of my ass.
What?
Never mind. Anyway, moving on.
Oh, my God.
Every time Aldi's on the show, Orion wants to take it to someplace sexual.
And
out of my ass, bitch.
I end up down that path where no one will follow, and we have to back up, and everybody's like, Orion, what the fuck is
wrong
with
you? Well, who's going to follow if you go down the sexual path?
Well, you sound like a 12-year-old. Like,
yeah, that's
Aldi,
true.
Have you ever kissed a girl?
That's true.
No, I don't do such a thing.
I'm just trying to get shit out of
Aldi. Have you ever taken it in your ass?
No, I don't do such things.
Aldi. I heard you have a vagina. Is it true?
It's so true.
Oh my God.
Clap.
I love vaginas.
Oh, God.
clap.
How appropriate.
All right.
Oh, my God.
I just blew your fucking mind, didn't I?
No, you didn't blow my... You blew something.
Oh, blew your penis.
Yeah.
What does that sound like? Gross.
That does sound gross.
That's kind of gross.
I'm pretty sure it doesn't sound
like
that.
Well, it's not mine, so I don't care.
It sounds like this. No, Aldi.
Best show ever.
be quiet for one sec. This is what it sounds like. Oh, God.
This is what it sounds like when doves cry.
Slash penises. All right. I think Aldi's just enjoying hearing yourself go in the microphone and in the headphones. Okay.
It's the ridiculous sound effect hour.
What else can you do, Aldi?
I don't know. Fuck myself?
Oh, God. Is that the sound of
I think you need some
yourself?
WD-40 on that vagina.
It sounds a little squeaky. What else you got?
That's all I like it.
What else you got?
I don't know. Hold on. No. You go.
Hold on. No, I got nothing.
I'm worn out, man.
I have no sound effects. No more. All I have is...
Yeah.
That's all you got?
Aldi, I got a question for you.
Yeah?
In Bosnia, because I know in a lot of different like languages, you know how like in English you would say a cow says moo or a duck says quack, you know, like a dog says like bark or arf or whatever.
Okay.
Or woof. But like in different languages, there are different animal sounds. Like in French, like cows say moo, like instead of moo, it's like moo, and dogs say woof, woof. What do they say in Bosnian?
Cows.
Any animal. Like, what does a dog say in Bosnia? Like, if you were speaking Bosnian to somebody and you wanted to make a dog sound, you don't know?
Oh.
Just, this is an audio podcast. You can't just shake your head at me.
I know, but I'm trying to think.
Hold you know on. That toy, right? You pull the string and it goes, spins around, finds an animal and goes, moo, the cow says. If that was in Bosnia.
I'm pretty sure in Bosnia, like, it still says moo.
Really?
What does sheep say?
Bah.
Okay, so it's still ba, basically?
Kind of.
She learned that here. She wouldn't know.
What? I did not learn that here. I inherited that.
So when did you ever have that toy?
No.
No?
What
so
toy?
How do you know?
It's a big circle with an arrow in the middle. You pull a string, it spins, it randomly lands on an animal, and it says, the cow says, moo.
Yeah, it's... educational for
I
kids.
Wasn't that fortunate. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I only got electricity when I was like six.
You know what I bet? I bet you didn't have one, but this sounds like a Bosnian toy to me. I had this thing called a sit and spin when I was a kid.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I guarantee she didn't have that.
Super low tech. It's like a big circle you sit on, and there's a steering wheel kind of thing in the middle, and you pull on the steering wheel, and the part you sit on revolves around it. And you just spin.
Yeah.
No, we didn't have that.
You didn't?
It's the dumbest toy. And I had one when I was a kid, and I would sit on it and spin until I felt sick.
Sure it was the dumbest toy ever, but I wish I had it.
I never got sick. It was great.
Well, yeah, I don't think you get motion sick like I do. Any spinning makes me motion sick.
What a great
Same
present.
Here.
That'd be funny if your parents knew that ahead of time. Cal gets motion sickness.
Sit and spin. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
How many have you had, Aldi? Too many.
Two.
All right. Anyway, moving
two.
On. Sit and spin.
Two.
The greatest toy ever.
Yeah.
Gayest toy ever.
No, what kind of toys did you have in Bosnia?
Sand.
Pants and forks and knives.
I told you. Household objects.
Yes, I'm not kidding you.
Here, Aldi, go play with this fork.
My dad got me a doll, and I'm like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this?
I can't eat anything with this.
What am I gonna do?
I can't wear this. What the fuck?
Yeah. Didn't you tell me, Aldi, you would play in the dirt, and that
yes.
was like, as a kid? Like, seriously.
I played
no,
in the dirt, too.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah, but that's like all they had at the time, like play with rocks outside and the dirt.
It's true.
What'd you do with the dirt? Do you remember?
I it's hard to explain. I had a piece of clothing and some sand. And I'm like sift it back and forth.
Really?
And then I used to kill ants.
With dirt? Did
no.
you like bury
like,
them?
You know those big black ants?
Yeah.
Like the ones that if you kill them, they smell funny.
I don't know.
I don't know about that.
Bosnian
like
ants.
They're like
we have big black ants, but I don't know if
they smell
funny when you kill them.
Yeah.
They're like some kind of acid.
Did you sniff it? Like, or could you smell it from far away? Like,
I probably sniffed it.
Okay.
That's all they have. But anyway.
But that's all I used to do. Kill ants and...
Sniff them.
Why'd you kill him, though?
Well, you can't smell the smells if you don't kill him.
I didn't have a TV. I didn't have a radio. I didn't have a bicycle. I didn't have anything. So I'm like, hey, let's kill ants.
That's why that's why there's so much war in, like, third world countries. Because they don't have
TV. Because of me.
because of Aldi.
They just got bored.
They don't have TV. What are they supposed to do?
Shoot people. Fucking.
Hey, I have an idea. Let's go fuck with someone.
That's not very nice.
She hates that voice so much.
That anyway. Is not very fucking nice. I fucking hate Orion right now, and he's probably not going to be alive
next episode. I can change it up, Aldi.
Hey, Igor, what do you want to do today?
I don't know.
Let's go fucking kill people. Yeah.
She just took her headphones off.
I need to go pee.
She has to pee.
Jesus. All right.
I need to pee.
We'll be right back after this break.
Stay tuned.
This word from our sponsors.
What sponsor? You don't have a sponsor.
Alcoholics Anonymous sponsor.
Hey, am I doing good so far?
You're doing all right.
They sure work hard, don't they, Barney?
Yeah. I hate to see them work so hard.
Yeah, me too.
Let's go around back
where we can't see them.
Gee, we ought to do something, Fred.
Okay, how's about taking a nap?
Hey, I got a better idea. Let's take a Winston break.
That's it. Winston is the one filter cigarette that delivers flavor 20 times a pack. Winston's got that filter blend.
Yeah, Fred. Filter blend makes the big taste difference, and only Winston has it up front where it counts. Here, ahead of the pure white filter, Winston packs rich tobaccos specially selected and specially processed for good flavor in filter smoking.
Yeah, Barney, Winston tastes good like a cigarette juice.
Ryan, I don't want to be with you anymore.
That's bullshit.
It's not. You want to have sex with other people's moms.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Cut it off. Stop recording.
It's disgusting.
You can't break up with me on the show.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I
can. That ain't cool.
It's a public,
I am breaking up with you.
It's public record.
Yeah.
I was actually backing Aldi up.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Now you has evidence this
year. Oh, two against one. All right. Fuck you guys.
Fuck you guys.
I say we move on.
So you
want
to fuck older women. Okay.
Yeah, well, they're not. I guess nowadays they're older, yeah.
20 plus years.
No.
It makes them somewhat older, right?
What?
Nowadays they're older?
I can't believe you're bringing this up, Aldi.
Orion had talked about maybe we could talk about how...
I didn't want to really...
For the record, he just, before we started recording, said he did not want to bring it up, but Aldi kind of has. So yeah. He was talking about how when he was a kid, he pretty much wanted to fuck all of his friends' moms.
What a fucking pervert.
Man.
I like him. Okay, boys. I like my woman a little bit older.
Well, I will back Orion up on this, sort of.
Yes.
Because most of my friends' moms were not hot, so I did not want to fuck most of my friends' moms.
Yeah.
However, there was at least one that I fanified.
You fanified?
I fanified. Oh, yeah. I'm getting flustered, you know, thinking about it again. I fantasized about at least one at some point.
Yeah. Well, when I was a kid, like, you know, all the girls our age didn't have tits or anything. And I had that experience, you know, the doctor game where, you know, you touch mine, I touch yours.
Right.
It wasn't really that big of a hole. So I fantasized about my friends. Did you not hear the episode? Anyway.
How big was your tiny wiener, like, when you were a little kid?
It was enormous.
Jesus.
I'm just kidding.
That's not a big enough hole for me,
lady. I'm just saying, from experience, like, I would fantasize about my friends' moms. And because, blame my dad, because I got into masturbation early. Because he left all his porn out. So I would think about my friend's moms because they had developed tits, and I'm sure they had the magnificent vagina. Yeah.
Did your friends have hot moms, or were you just like, they're adults?
Not all of them, like you said. I wouldn't say that.
Wait,
but
what?
A few of them, yeah, they were. They weren't.
You didn't answer Kyle's question.
He is answering it.
I am. They weren't like super hot, but they were. They weren't like they weren't like gigantic, you know. They were just, you know, MILFs. So
MILFs.
Yeah, they were, you know, I don't know. I'd want to fuck him.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Well,
that is all.
I guess my equivalent of that would be that, you know, I had crushes on, you know, celebrities and stuff that were considerably older than me.
Yeah.
You know, swimsuit models and actresses and shit.
Yeah.
But not my friends' moms for the most part.
I did too, yeah. Like
most of them looked like moms.
Yeah, because you look at the Playboys and shit. You look at the celebrities, but that's all fantasy. You'll never, ever get to that. So what's realistic? Your friend's
what's
mom.
Yeah, exactly. Because
your best friend's mom.
You could fuck your friend's mom.
Oh my God.
That's realistic.
Disgusting. I'm sure it would have never happened, but it was more realistic than fucking the model in the Playboy centerfold, all right?
I guess. I mean, at least you have access to them.
Yeah.
Hey, Orion.
If they happen to be a pedophile.
If they just happen to be really drunk and I was sitting around and I was the only little boy in the room.
Playing your Game Boy. You put it down. Hey, how about some wiener?
Oh, my yeah. God. Disgusting.
That's not... why would it be?
Hey,
do you remember when you were telling me about your ex?
Oh, God. I told you not to bring up old shit. What are you talking about?
And you're like, yeah. When she was trying to... no, when you were eating...
God damn it.
When you were eating her out, you were thinking about her sister. Do you remember that?
Her sister? Fuck no. I never said that. Oh, man.
How would I even know if she had a sister if you didn't tell me?
I knew she had a sister. I knew her very well, and she was not hot. So, no.
Oh, yeah?
If I said that, I was out of my fucking mind.
Yeah, what's new?
But if she had been hot, yeah, I probably would have thought about it. I don't know. In my nature. But moving on, because that's all typical Orion horny bullshit, so.
Orion will fuck anything.
No, I will not fuck
I'm
anything.
I'm serious. Orion will fuck anything.
I won't fuck like, anything. Got, it has to have a hole in it.
Well, if it was horny and there's nobody home, oh, cat will do it.
Oh, man.
I would never. Come here, pussy.
I would
pussy.
Never fuck a cat.
Oh, you would fuck a cat. You'd not. Fuck anything with a hole.
I would not fuck a cat.
Oh,
Ollie.
You fucking retard. You'd fuck anything.
They are called pussies. I mean,
yeah.
Come here, nice pussy. Oh, come here. Pussy.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yes. You'd fuck
God, where to go from that?
To more pussy?
What other pussy can I think about? No.
What else would I fuck?
Pussy.
No, not at all. No.
Oh, come on.
I don't want to talk about my childhood anymore. I'm
well,
done.
Good, because your childhood's like disturbing.
It's a little fucked up, yeah.
Really?
It's a little off, yeah.
A little?
It's not. It's not the usual. But I also wanted to talk about,
yeah.
I brought this up, Aldi,
yes?
If you can back me up on this. If Kyle was to get a makeover.
Oh, God.
What, like, how would you want him to look? Like, beard, hair, how would
not
you cut
like
his hair?
Not like a fucking caveman.
No, that doesn't count. Like, how would you do it? Like, how would you, what would you,
I,
how would you
I make personally think Kyle should buzz his hair.
What do you think his new look should be like?
I should buzz his
hair.
Like? Buzz my
and
hair.
Buzz
have
it?
Like a, yes.
So not like shaved bald, but really, really short.
Like buzz it. And
buzz
have
it?
Like a 5 o'clock shadow.
So I shouldn't shave, but I should buzz my beard way down to like a 5 o'clock shadow. And
yeah.
I should buzz my head.
Yes.
I don't agree with
Is
that.
Is that it?
That's
not cool.
So basically, I'm just too hairy.
Really?
That's what I'm asking you.
You're too fucking hairy.
Okay. Well, I was thinking about this, and I think Kyle should, because I'm trying to picture.
Go on.
Oh my God.
This is great. It's like Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Disgusting.
But Kyle should get the, you know, short on the sides and the back, but not so short on the top. But it's kind of like a hand length long in the front, and he'll spike it up to the side kind of in different directions.
Like a douche.
All right.
No, not a douche.
Well, how about this? Vote for me.
Vote for me.
If you agree with me. Vote for Fag Orion. And vote for Kyle if he's fucking dead.
That doesn't even make sense. What does that mean? Vote for me if I'm dead?
You're killing me.
Okay, so well, you didn't let Ryan finish.
Yeah, you didn't let me finish. So Kyle
he
would
doesn't
have,
need to finish.
All right, let me finish. So Kyle has like the spiked out hair, right, on the top. It's short on the sides. And he has the sideburns going all the way down to his chin line. And then he has, what do you call that look when the mustache goes around
emo.
The lips and all the way down to the chin?
Gay.
Kind of like a Fu Manchu kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah. That would be badass.
Like a gay biker?
Yeah. Well, most of them tend to have that, but it doesn't mean you're gay like or a biker.
Oh, no, not at all.
But yeah.
Not in Ryan's
wearing
world.
One of those like leather police-like hats and those leather jumpsuits, assless chaps.
I'm pretty sure we need to get you some like leather pants or something.
I would love a pair of leather pants, but I'd have to lose some weight first, I think.
You'd have to get a new leather coat and wear a lot of hot
leather
pink.
Pants.
Leather pants? No. Blue
yes.
jeans? No, blue jeans.
Whatever.
Leather coat.
Leather pants.
Hot pink shirt.
Hot pink shirt. Okay.
It'd be totally just out there, you know?
Oh my God, I think you're delusional.
Like, Kyle would go to the bar and people would be like, is that, who the fuck is that? Who's this
delusional.
Guy?
Delusional.
Who's that chubby ass sexy guy with that hot pink shirt and that leather jacket?
And spikes. Sunglasses, for sure, yeah.
Okay.
That'd be awesome.
All right.
Ryan?
What?
You really need, like, a shrink.
So vote for Aldi. Me if I'm dead. Vote for Aldi.
Or vote for
or
me,
vote
yeah.
For faggot Orion.
Or if you have your own idea, definitely comment or call in.
Cause,
for
yeah,
sure.
Because I'm sure they're all concerned. I think
option one,
this.
Option two, option
no, this
three.
Has been a big deal. And this only came to mind because every time Kyle goes out and there's someone he hasn't seen in a while, they'll
he
look at Kyle
like
and
caveman.
Go, holy fuck, dude, you look like a wolf man.
He
or,
does.
You look like the caveman from Geico. And it's like every fucking time. And it's getting old. So maybe.
So why don't you tell Kyle how old he's getting?
No, I'm
you
just.
You think it's your problem? No,
no,
it's his problem.
I don't give a shit. Kyle can do his own thing, but because...
I give a shit. He looks like a fucking monkey.
Okay, all right, all right. But monkey. Because I feel for the man, like every time
oh,
we
you
go
feel
out.
For... You can't fucking grow facial hair.
I'm.
What's your
Aldi.
Fucking.
Aldi.
Yes.
I'm just saying, every time we go out, some person, if they haven't seen Kyle in a while, brings this shit up and calls him a fucking wolf man. So if there was a new look, please suggest it. Just based
please.
On what you've seen.
Get rid of the hair. Please.
I think I get Jesus more often than
oh,
I get
Jesus,
wolf
yes.
man.
Like, hey, Jesus. And it's
good
like.
Thing you don't believe in Jesus, so what do you care? Fuck Jesus.
I don't really care that much.
Okay.
The only reason it bothers me at all is because they have the same, like, jokes. Like they
the
think,
same
you
jokes
look ridiculous,
every
so.
Time.
They think it's clever. That's the only yeah. reason it bothers me at all.
That's why I kind of thought it'd be a new idea to maybe come up with some change. So
but this really isn't a big issue for me. Yeah.
So, you look ridiculous, though.
So. Oh, okay. Because I have hair?
You look ridiculous. You look like you're homeless. And
oh, Jesus Christ. See, that's the kind of shit he gets all the time.
I actually don't really get that all the time. I get it from Aldi. She's the only one that says that.
Oh, homeless, yeah. Cause
well, she's the only one who says I look ridiculous.
I think
she's...
anyone with a beard is
and
looks homeless to Aldi.
Like,
yeah.
I'm lazy.
Well, that's not true. There's one other person, and that's Brian at work, but he's just a dick, so.
Somebody call me, bitch.
A dick?
I don't give a shit.
Well, I don't give a shit either.
You look ridiculous.
Well, so you look redonkulous.
So you want Kyle to buzz his hair down and have a 5 o'clock chat?
That was my opinion, but
that,
yeah.
Can I come up with a new look for you, Aldi?
No.
We Why should not? Do that. All right. New look for Aldi.
See, I'm tired. Aldi always goes to the bar, and everybody looks at Aldi and says, you look like a pile of grapes.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, geez, Aldi, I'm getting tired of hearing about how you look like a pile of grapes. So I think what you should do is cut your stem off and
okay.
remove all of the grapes.
Oh, yeah?
And shave your legs.
Okay.
That's for sure. Jesus.
And
she's very hairy.
Am I?
I'm just
I mean,
kidding.
I'm European, so.
I'm just kidding.
Have
just
your kidding. Wings removed. Because humans don't have wings. That's weird.
I have wings. Don't you see them?
I know. That's what I said. Have them removed.
That's why everybody calls her a bee.
Yeah, they're not like angel wings or bird wings. They're like insect wings.
Yeah, like kind a bee.
Like a fairy.
At least I have wings. What do
like
you
a fairy
have?
Slash bee.
Like a bee.
Get it? Like, bitch.
And I think you should shave your head.
That would be hilarious.
And get a tattoo of a dragon on the top of your head. A dragon driving a monster truck.
Kyle, I'm pretty sure you're fucking delusional and you seem to be shot
to death. I need to be shot to death. Well, then people will vote for me.
Yeah.
You'd be dead. What's the point?
You just told them to vote for me if I'm dead.
Rest in peace, Kyle.
Oh, man.
I will. I will rest in peace. Ryan just got slapped for no apparent reason.
Because I'm laughing.
So you will not shave your head and tattoo a dragon?
No. Not off that. No. 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 No.
What if you shaved your head?
No. No.
What if you shaved your head and got a tattoo of a bunch of penguins fighting a laser buffalo?
I'm over penguins. Thank you.
Okay. Well, not penguins then. How about dodos?
What the fuck is that?
They're extinct birds.
Okay, then I'm over it.
you're over everything that's extinct?
Why wouldn't I be? I don't get what's so funny.
It's extinct. Why wouldn't I be over? That's great. Oh, Aldi.
Oh, man, you're killing me.
Well, speaking of things that are extinct.
Like you.
Like me, because I'm dead. Yeah. So vote for me.
Don't vote for him.
All right. Speaking of things that are extinct, I was reading an article about Neanderthals.
Yeah.
Or Neanderthals. I guess that's more correct, but whatever. Yeah, who gives a shit?
Okay.
Anyway, they've been sequencing the genome of the Neanderthal.
Neanderthal. Speak English.
I am trying. And the point is, there has been some debate over, it's not technically possible yet, but if it became possible to clone them, should we or shouldn't we? What do you think?
What do you think?
Clone everything.
Clone everything.
All right.
So, like, if they had the DNA, which they don't, but if they did, would you clone a T-Rex?
I would.
Okay. But then you wouldn't be able to be over it anymore.
But I'd still clone it.
You'd still clone it. So you would clone a Neanderthal, because the reason they don't want to do it, or the reasons given, is that it's unethical, because it's basically, it's close enough to a human being that it should deserve some human rights, but it's not a human being. It would probably live its whole life under close scrutiny. You know, it'd be like, it'd be raised in a lab. And
People overanalyze shit.
So you say just do it and figure it out as you go along?
Yes. Like stem cell research.
Like stem cell research. Just fucking collect a bunch of them and figure it out as you go.
Yes.
Okay, so you would clone a Neanderthal. If you were in charge of it, would you, like, raise them in a lab and study them real closely? Or would you, like, allow them to be raised by an adoptive human family? You know, be raised like a regular kid and just check in on them every once in a while? Or how would you do it?
Let them be raised in a, like, you know, adoptive family.
I tend to agree with that. But the problem there is that, you know, people are already racist against other humans. And if it's the only Neanderthal in the whole world, some people are going to hate it just for existing. There are people who will think we're playing God, and for some reason they'll transfer that over to the thing we made, like it's its fault.
Yeah.
That is fucking fucked up.
It is fucked up, but do you...
I would definitely, I would raise it in the lab, because...
Why?
Well, I mean, you really can't... The thing, I guess, you could say it has rights, but sacrifice is very important in life.
Yeah,
I want to know where this is going.
For study, and I mean, it's for the greater good. We could study it, and you know,
yeah.
Right with this?
Yeah, I'm not sure where you're going either. Sacrifice on its part?
Yeah, like it could.
We'll sacrifice this baby Neanderthal for.
Well, it's not going to know things outside the lab and all that shit, but it'd be interesting for us.
Well, we don't really know like how it would react. You know, how human it would be.
Yeah.
Could it blend in with society? Like, not necessarily physically, because you'd be able to tell something was off, but like mentally and stuff, could it be a part of society or not? Could it learn our languages or not? You know, we don't really know for sure.
I'd kind of like picture it. Picture, say, like Down syndromes didn't exist, so we cloned one.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
Who gives a shit, you know? Raise it in the lab, you know?
Raise those retards in the lab. Who cares?
You know? And, you know, just see where it goes for our entertainment.
That's a little harsh, in my opinion.
A little bit. But
I think I'm more with Aldi on the idea of, you know, have a family raise it and, you know, check in on it every once in a while. Maybe give it, you know, like physicals and stuff, maybe a little more often than you would a normal kid, but not like crazy invasive. You're all over it all the time.
Yeah.
The only problem I can see is, you know, society is stupid and ignorant.
They would ridicule yeah, the thing, but
the thing.
Wow, Ryan.
It would essentially be a person.
Yeah, I know, but
I tend to think that we should do it because I guess for no other reason than because we can.
Yeah,
like
yeah. Why not?
We can't technically yet, but if we could, yeah. Why? The only real reasons why not is like people are dicks. Well, people are gonna be dicks.
Yeah. Yet,
so do it.
Yeah.
What about mammoths, Aldi? Would you clone a mammoth? We're closer to that.
I would.
I would definitely clone mammoths. I see no problem with that. Like, it's basically just a big elephant.
You know me. I love animals, so.
Would you ride a mammoth?
I would.
I would, too. It'd be pretty awesome.
You guys, I would totally not ride a mammoth.
Why wouldn't you ride one?
It'd be scary.
Why? It's just, it's just a big furry elephant.
It's a big animal, man. It's. Do you know how big they are?
Yes.
They're gigantic. And you would ride that.
I wouldn't have a problem with that.
You wouldn't even ride a horse, Holly.
Would you be scared of a mammoth, Orion?
Yes.
I wouldn't.
Holy shit. Really?
You were fucking scared of fucking baby raccoon.
Do you have
raccoon?
Any idea how gigantic
you were scared of a baby raccoon.
I'm not scared at... what?
Uh-huh.
Are you going back to the story where you brought the baby raccoon?
Yes, but you
I was
were,
not
you
scared of it. I was pissed that you brought it into our apartment.
No, he was
and wanted
scared.
To raise it with our cats being around. Moving on. Mammoth.
Would you clone a Tasmanian tiger?
I would clone anything.
Do you know what a Tasmanian tiger is?
No.
It's this weird animal that, like, it almost looks made up if you see a picture of it. There are a few, like, old black and white photos of them and stuff. And, like, the back half of them is all stripy and the front half isn't. It looks like somebody made it up.
Really? Sounds cute.
I'd clone one.
I would, too.
Yeah. I guess, all joking aside, the whole, like Kyle was saying, if we can do it, why not do it? Because at some point, we're going to have to, you know, allow science to let us progress in some way, in any way. But if we allow, you know, ethics and all this religious bias bullshit kind of hold us back, you know, where are we gonna go?
There would be all sorts of issues, though, like social issues. Like if it was raised in society as a regular part of society.
Yeah.
I believe there is some evidence that we could interbreed with them. So let's say it grows up as a regular kid. It's a boy, say.
Yeah.
And it grows up as a regular kid, and one day it gets a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Well, that's a human girl and a Neanderthal boy. Some people are going to freak the fuck out.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't fucking believe you would allow that.
And
that's
so
crazy.
Yeah,
it's an abomination.
It's like
bestiality.
If they fall in love, it's kind of like... people would be all over that, like cousins falling in love, you know, that's gross, that's horrible. But, you know, what are you going to do? Do you allow it, you know, to...
I'd allow it. Why
they're
not?
In love, yeah. Let them do their own shit, you know, get married and have sex, procreate. But a lot of people would definitely be against that.
Aldi, would you fuck a Neanderthal?
I would.
You would? You would? What about a Neanderthal lady?
You wouldn't even fuck a black guy.
How do you know?
Oh, yeah.
I'd fuck a black guy.
Really? All right,
I'll fuck a black guy right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Order one. I'm sure you can, like, dial, like, 1-800-BLACK.
1-800-BLACK-GUY?
No, it's 1-800-BLACK.
That's not enough digits, although black guy is too many. But 1-800-BLACK.
You don't know what I can do. I'll fuck a black guy.
Okay, all right.
Would you fuck a black girl?
Yeah, I would. Fuck yeah.
I'll fuck you.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's my friend right there.
Now
who likes black girls?
You sound so racist, Aldi.
Now I'm really confused. Aldi's like, yeah, I'd fuck a black guy, but black girls, that's gross.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I actually would, but I'd have to be attracted to her, and for the most part, I'm not attracted to black girls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm just saying.
Where are you going,
black
Aldi?
Black guys have, like, big dicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Black girls have big vaginas.
Is that what you're attracted to?
Yes.
Big, loose vaginas. That's what I want.
I'm looking for a vagina I can crawl inside and take a nap in.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm looking for a vagina I can wear as a hat.
Well, I'm not surprised that's coming from you. I can't.
I don't know.
Well, in the last episode, Kyle was talking about black girls and how his dick, you know, basically doesn't want to fuck.
I was saying that I can't help who I want to have sex with. Like, I can't help who I find attractive. You know, it's like you can't help what flavors of ice cream you like.
Yeah.
You know, I can't
help it.
That's
where I was going.
It's just a matter of taste.
Yeah.
So the fact that I, for the most part, am not attracted to black girls doesn't make me racist. It's just an unfortunate fact.
Yeah.
Hmm. I'm sure all the black girls are safe from you.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they're not missing anything.
Oh, sure.
What about an Asian dude?
Yeah.
Oh, you wouldn't do an Asian dude?
No.
Why not?
What if he had a normal dick, Aldi?
Whoa, as opposed to an Asian dick?
All stereotypes.
What if his dick was like the normal straight one?
Yeah.
Not all slanty dick. Like a Jap dick.
Well, how about this? I'm not attracted to Asian... Oh, sorry. I'm not attracted to Asian dicks or guys.
That's dicks. A stereotype only.
Wait. Hold on. Because Orion seems to think that the reason you're not attracted to Asian guys is because you think they have small dicks. Is that what it is?
No.
So what is it? You just don't like the way...
I'm not attracted to Asian guys to begin with.
Just like their facial features? You just don't find them? Because bodies, for the most part, are pretty interchangeable, aside from like the shade of them.
They're always short. They have the same haircut. There's nothing attractive about an Asian guy.
Well, basically, that's just based on what you've seen thus far throughout your life to this point.
So that's what I based my opinion on.
So if a hot one came along, you'd probably fuck him.
If a hot one came along, sure.
Yeah. So
okay.
What about say I wouldn't fuck one?
What about Mexican guys?
Oh, no. That's a big no no.
Why not? What if a hot Mexican guy came along?
I hate Mexicans.
You do not hate Mexicans.
I hate Mexicans.
No, you do not.
You've said this before. You've said you hate Mexicans, but why do you hate Mexicans?
Yeah.
They're dirty and ugly and smelly and everything.
That's so fucking racist. You can't say that. That's
pretty
beyond
racist.
That's like,
you asked me why I hate them, so I told you.
You sound like the daughter of like the grand wizard of the KKK.
I do not like Mexicans.
What about, like, you know, second or third generation Mexican-Americans?
Okay, I can deal with that.
Okay, so
I'll be friends with them.
They're Mexican, you know, by heritage or whatever, but they don't...
I'll be friends with them.
But you won't fuck them?
No.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure Aldi's full of shit. She will fuck anything that's hot, because she'll fuck David Beckham, and he's from fucking England.
Yeah, gross.
And say you never knew of David Beckham. You went to England... You looked at the basic population of the English, and you're like, oh, man, all these English people, I wouldn't fuck any of them. But then David Beckham comes along. Yeah. So you can't say that about Mexicans.
Yeah, I can.
No, you can't.
I don't like Mexicans.
What about
Mexicans? Oh.
I'm trying here.
What about Canadian guys?
Because they're so different.
We are a Canadian.
too nice.
Is it their accent?
I don't know any Canadians, though.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
So you can't say, Aldi.
I know lots of Mexicans, and I fucking hate them, and I hate their face.
I hate their face.
And they're ugly, and they're stupid, and they smell.
They don't smell.
They smell!
What do they smell like?
Fucking burritos. Mexican this, Mexican that. Fuck you, fucking Mexican.
All they talk about is Taco Bell.
But
hey, I like Taco Bell. I don't fucking like Mexicans.
But you like burritos.
No.
Yes, you do.
Not those kind of burritos. Not the Mexican burrito. I like the American burrito, like on this side. That's how it's kind of shaking.
So if
like,
we went to Cancun, they had a Taco Bell, you wouldn't go there because it's dirty. Really?
Yeah, right.
Really? That's bullshit.
Oh, fuck you. I got my own opinion.
Right.
Fuck those fucking Mexicans that are like dirty and shitty and
okay.
Pissy and...
Okay. If they happen to be dirty and they don't shower.
No,
okay.
They're not dirty.
Fair enough.
No,
they are dirty.
You can't say they as in all of them.
They are dirty.
Oh, God. All right.
Mexicans are dirty. Kyle. They don't wash their hands.
Kyle, help
they
me restrain
shower.
Her.
They don't. Mexicans. Oh,
okay.
My God.
All right. Ollie, Ollie.
No, don't touch. Mexicans are fucking not good.
He's covering her mouth.
Okay. All right. All right. What were we talking about?
Welcome,
before?
Listeners.
The views presented by Aldiana do not necessarily reflect the views of. I just had a terrible thought.
Exactly.
Welcome.
Yes.
Okay.
Moving on. Thank you.
All right.
I think we have a voicemail this week. Should I play it?
Let's play it.
No.
Okay. Well, two out of three.
What up, you fiends? This is Dave again. I just wanted to let you know that our Libyan friends got word of your horse cannon idea, and there is a festival, some sort of ritual feast festival, where they take a cow, they shove it in a cannon, and they launch it about 100 feet. And if it's not dead, when it hits the ground, they run up to it and punch and kick and beat the hell out of it with sticks until it is dead. So, yeah, discuss. Later.
What do you think of that, Aldi?
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan.
No?
So if you put a cow in a cannon, launch it, hooray! But then they beat the shit out of it and potentially, well, I guess,
I'm
ultimately,
a big fan of steak, but when it comes to beating shit out of, like, living cows, no. So fuck you, Dave!
What if they launched it directly into a deep fryer?
Still, fuck you, Dave.
No.
Dave isn't the one doing it.
Yeah.
Know that, right?
I don't give a shit. He's the one that brought it up.
Dave is...
Fuck you!
As far as I know, Dave is not Libyan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
He's
American, so fuck him to the max.
Dave is just giving you the information.
Oh, Dave's just being fucking Dave.
You don't even know him. He's just being fucking Dave.
Dave just being Dave. What a stupid, silly faggot.
Yeah, you silly you.
Ollie, do you need a nap?
No. I don't need a fucking nap. I need to beat something.
Oh, come on now.
All right.
Oh, Kyle's here. Yay.
Okay. Pretend. Okay, Ollie.
She's threatening me.
They're launching cows out of cannons.
Okay, okay.
How do you feel about that?
How do you think I fucking feel about that?
I don't know. I'm asking.
I like cows.
You like
I like
cows?
Eating them and I like petting them.
But not launching them.
No.
Or beating them.
No.
Eating, petting, no beating, no launching.
Yes.
Very specific, yes. All right.
I got it.
Oh my God.
So what, is there any animal you don't like?
Hold on. I'm sure I can think of one.
The ostrich, she hates
it. No.
She loves ostriches.
Fuck you. You don't know shit about me.
Oh,
I love ostriches.
Why?
They're so funny and cute and cuddly.
And
I wanna
delicious.
Hug them. Oh, fuck you. You know what? You and me are no longer together. You insulted my fucking ostrich. You insulted my ostrich.
I knew this would happen. All right. What's your least favorite animal?
Oh.
Least favorite. Which one would you want to punch in the face?
Oh, man. It's kind of hard.
Ostrich.
No.
Okay.
Ow. You. Hold on. What's that thing?
What is it?
Kyle? Any idea?
Possum? A possum.
The possum. All right.
Yes,
all right.
Possum.
So if I launched a possum out of a cannon, would that be okay?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And if beat the living fuck out of it.
Okay. What if it was like, possums are considerably smaller. If we used the same cannon we were going to use for the cow, we could probably shove a lot of possums in there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yes. Kill them all.
It'd be like the spread gun
kill
from Contra.
Oh.
Spread gun. With possums.
Yeah.
Awesome, a possum.
They'd all be hissing.
Yeah. When the pile of possums hit the ground, if they didn't die, would you run up and beat them with sticks?
Oh, yeah, I would. That'd be fucking awesome.
You know what we could do is, right before we put them all in the cannon, we fill them with candy.
Oh, yeah.
We just stuff them full of candy. Just shove candy down their throats. Then you launch them out of the
cannon.
That
makes no sense, Kyle.
They hit the ground, and it's like a candy explosion.
Yeah.
And if they don't explode, then you can beat them with sticks till the candy comes out.
It makes no sense.
They're like little piñatas.
I don't like piñatas.
You don't like piñatas?
No.
Because it's Mexican?
Yes.
My least favorite animal ever is the Down syndrome.
That O'Brien. That's a person.
That's not an animal, you dumbass.
That's a person? Oh, I couldn't tell.
Fuck you. You know what? Just shut up.
Okay, all right. Moving on.
Thank you.
I don't know if I have a least favorite animal.
Yeah, you do. Come on, think about it.
I like most of them.
There's something you hate.
Least favorite animal.
Deer.
What's your favorite?
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's that you were saying?
What's your last
name?
What's your last name?
Yeah. Say it, Ollie. Say it.
Hold on.
Come on. All right.
She's got some burps to get out.
What's your least favorite animal,
okay,
Kyle?
Okay, okay. That's what I just asked Kyle.
My least favorite animal would be...
Kyle.
Maybe baboons.
Baboons.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of baboons.
Yeah.
What's a baboon?
It's like a, it's an ape.
It's like an ape with the big vagina.
Are they apes or are they monkeys? I think they're apes.
I'm not certain on
that. It's like a big ape monkey with like stupid looking butts.
Yeah. and like ridiculous.
Long snouts.
Yeah.
And they look like assholes.
they do. They're kind of pretty, though, if they have the blue, you know, on the face.
They're
blue
not
and the pink.
Pretty. They're assholes.
Okay.
Aldi looks like she's going to throw up a baby.
Jesus. You all right?
No,
you got the
I'm
hiccups, don't you?
She's full of burps.
Aldi tends to get the hiccups, and there's no cure.
Should we take another break?
Another break?
Another word from my Alcoholics Anonymous sponsor.
All right.
All right.
Let's do it.
Back to present ancient Chinese pantomime, just for fun of it, Jello tonight. Back to present small Chinese type baby, waiting for dessert. Chinese mother bling baby, Jello, famous Western delicacy. Poor Chinese baby. He unable to tell if this Jello is strawberry, raspberry, jelly, orange, lemon, lime, apple, black raspberry, black jelly, or grape. Jello come in all 10 flavors. Poor Chinese baby. But Chinese mother bling baby, great Western invention, spoon. Spoon was invented for eating Jello. Baby fine, this is grape Jello. Deep, dark, delicious new flavor. Chinese baby very happy. So end ancient Chinese pantomime. Is pretty good commercial, no?
All right, it's time for another exciting rendition of Orion Explains It All.
Yeah.
Orion Explains It All.
If you're a new listener and you haven't heard this segment before, Orion Explains It All is a segment where Orion is given a topic, usually something vaguely educational, something kind of slightly obscure.
Yeah.
And he's given a little bit of time to research it, and then he comes on here and he attempts to explain it all.
Yes.
So, Orion, what was this week's topic?
Can you tell me the topic? This week's topic was
Plato's Allegory of the Cave.
Yes, and the allegory suggests that it's a thought process based on symbolism, so not to make me sound too insane, as Plato apparently was. Anyway, basically, Plato's Allegory of the Cave is this idea through symbolism that that there's this group in a cave buried, you know, like, and chained up in the cave far away from, you know, society outside, you know, the cave and whatnot. But they're bound by hands and feet and head, so they can't move, but they're facing the wall of the cave. And behind them is this gigantic fire. And there's, I guess, I don't know, this wasn't really explained thoroughly, but there's, like, puppeteers or some shit. There's things going on behind them that cast shadows on this wall that these people are looking upon. So they see these shadows and they identify them as certain things. They give them certain names, you know, based on it's a little more complicated than that. There's like they use different shapes, different animals, different everything. Well, anyway, these people in the cave identify with these shadows because they know nothing else from birth, and they were raised in this cave, apparently, I forgot to mention that, from birth, from infancy. So they see these shadows and this is all they know. But say you take one of those guys in this cave group and break his you just shatter his chains and you're like, dude, I gotta show you something awesome. And you take him, like, away from the wall, and you turn him around. He's, like, looking at the fire. He's looking at all these puppeteers and shit with their shapes and shit. And they show him like what was going on throughout his entire life. Like all he knew were these shadows, but now he sees what's going on. He doesn't really identify. He sees the fire. He's kind of blinded. He's like, what the fuck is going on? And they take him out of the cave and and show them this new world. Like they show them, they show this guy or girl, like the sun, the moon, like at the real world, like reality, and kind of go, ta-da. Well, this guy, basically what Plato was getting at, like, what is this guy going to think? And this is retarded because philosophers are drunks and they're like, this isn't realistic, but what would happen? That's why it's like the allegory, you know, like, so this, so they take this guy out and they're supposed to, I guess the question is, what's he supposed to think? And he's going to see all this new shit. He's going to analyze it, though it's going to be different. He's not going to identify with it. He'd more identify with the shadows on the wall than what he's actually seeing. So this is all new to him. He's going to possibly reject it and say, this is bullshit. What is this? Like, I don't get it. And it's all new and it's too much. But say he kind of gets it overall. And he starts learning. And say time goes on. He goes back down into the cave. What do you think would happen? Isn't this crazy? He goes back down to his old friends, you know, that are chained up and shit. Which is, it's kind of more dark and than it should be with this music going on. But he goes back down with all this new knowledge, all this new insight. And what are the friends going to say? He sounds like a madman, you know, like I've seen all this. They're going to, you know, kind of cast him out. And I guess the idea is, like, what do you think would happen? Well, obviously, yeah, the people are going to cast him out and call him, you know, like ridicule him and think he's mad. And if they weren't restrained, you know, would they kill him? Yes, they would possibly. Like this guy's out of his fucking mind. What is he talking about? The sun, the moon, the fucking seasons and shit, and the universe? That's bullshit. So, in conclusion, Plato is a drunk, and I guess his teacher was Socrates. And yeah, the only thing I got from this was that it kind of related to the Matrix.
Lame.
In the way that
well, yeah, you told me you were looking at YouTube videos about
this. Yeah, I was like kind of looking into this, like, it when I first, you'd have to see like videos explaining this because it's kind of basic. Like, there's people in the cave. They don't know much other than this one thing, the shadows. They get taken out and they learn all this new shit, and it's crazy, and they go back. What would happen? It's kind of like theoretical. But they relate it to the Matrix because it's like the people in the Matrix. They have no idea what's going on. They're just slaves to this, you know, notion that this is normal, this is reality, and I don't give a shit what else is out there. I don't need to look further. I don't need to question anything. But there is something out there, because all I got to do is like kind of think about it and question things and come up with ideas and theories. So I guess with the Matrix, you know, it's I don't know where I'm going with this, dude. Everybody's seen the Matrix.
Uh-huh.
They kind of get it, and that is all.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay. All right. So that was Orion Explains It All this week.
You know what I was initially going to say was...
What's that?
The Matrix. After you said, and go, I'd be like, Matrix.
Even
and then everybody
would
be like, wait, what?
Even before I reminded you what it was called?
Yeah.
So what's this week's topic, the Matrix?
No. What's this week's topic? Plato's allegory of the cave?
Plato's allegory of the Matrix.
Yeah. That's it.
Okay. I think, I think you got it, sort of.
Sort of. I never get it dead on. But
I think, and I only read it once.
The best part is like when you hear what I say and you have your own edition.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, I think I said I wasn't going to do this anymore, but
no, it's the best.
I believe, and I only read it once, and I was not familiar with Plato's allegory of the cave before, but I believe the point of it is these people like locked up in this cave, all they can see is this cave wall and the shadows on the wall of whatever happens to be happening behind them. And so that's their representation of the world. That's their reality.
Yeah.
And what I believe it's supposed to mean is it's supposed to be like, you know, what that's their whole world. That's all they see. But that's not the whole world. Yeah. So the idea is like, you know, like what we experience in our lives is not the world. It's just the effects of the world. Like it's all symbolic of what's really happening. And then philosophy is all about figuring out what's really happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's the point.
And ultimately, I should have said this, but I think the conclusion is that we'll never, ever know, ever. We'll never know everything, ever.
Well, everything, sure, but I'm
well,
not,
everything, sure, but we'll never actually ever know, so.
I'm not sure that is the point, because I think the point of philosophy is to try to figure it out.
Yeah. Where am I going? What I meant, yeah, like when people say they know things for sure, they're full of shit, and you just need to just kind of...
Aldi's calling asleep.
Aldi's falling asleep.
Aldi, what do you think of this bullshit?
Aldi.
Bullshit.
Come on.
Sit up to the mic.
To the mic.
What do you think?
I'm bored.
You don't like it when we get all deep and intellectual? No. Well, not that it was that deep and intellectual, yeah, but...
It's not like we're that drunk.
Well, what do you say? You got anything else, Aldi, or is it time to wrap it up?
Wrap it up?
Time to rush out.
time to wrap presents.
Rap-a-tap-a-tap. Rat-a-tat-tat. Okay, well... I suppose this is the end of the show, then.
Oh, no. What have you done?
Kyle's favorite song.
This is my favorite song, yeah.
Oh, no. I hopped up the
plane at LAX. Yeah.
God damn it.
Oh, yeah.
Little closing music. Okay, so as per usual, you can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
And or orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Do you want me to get you an ijusthadaterriblethought.com email address, Aldi?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aldi at ijusthadaterriblethought.com. Okay, I'll set that up then.
She'd get more emails than any of us.
I can
we
set it up.
We love you. Show me your tits.
Okay. So you can email Aldi at aldi@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Yeah.
You can also call us at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
And what they just said.
Yep, what we just said. I'm not going to make Aldi try to do it this time. Yeah. And you can visit us in the forums, post about the episode, post about whatever the fuck you want. There's sub-forums for creativity, if you got pictures you're drawing or whatever, or music you've made. Or
videos.
There's
yeah,
an off-topic forum if you just want to talk bullshit. You know, there's all kinds of crap going on.
Yeah.
So register for that. Check us out on the Facebook. Become a fan. Last week I posted some bonus audio, which is Aldi plus audio.
Yeah, yeah, but just check it out.
So there's a little clip on there.
Yeah.
Stuff you wouldn't have heard in the episode. So if you're a fan on the Facebook, you would have heard it.
Yeah.
Or Twitter. You can check us out on Twitter. And it, Facebook
Twitter.
Posts and the Twitter posts are pretty much the same. So you would have found it there too.
Yeah. But if you haven't checked out that bonus episode, you gotta check it out. It's pretty good.
Also... Donate.
Donate.
I love
Give us money bitches.
It's still Aldi's birthday month.
Yeah. It's still Aldi's birthday month.
And give me presents, bitches.
No.
I'll buy her something at the dollar store.
With your the donations
give
are for the
money.
Show.
Okay.
Money, 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 money.
All right, Aldi, is there anything you want to say? Like, any last words you want to say to the people?
Oh, Jesus, my bless you, fuck you, Jesus.
Jesus, my bless you, fuck you, Jesus.
And eat this.
And eat this? Is that what she said?
I have no idea. What'd you say?
No, that's not what I said.
I think
fuck
she said Jesus.
Jesus.
All right. Fuck you, Jesus.
Okay.
All right.
Aldi, say I love you to Mexicans.
I love you, fucking dirty, fucking Mexicans.
Okay. All right.
Clean up.
Peace out, everybody.
All right, guys. Thanks for checking us out. We'll We'll check you next week. There's no cure for you. You gotta go high, low, not all high, or all low. Oh my god.